أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا سألتموهن متاعا فاسألوهن من وراء حجاب ذلكم أطهر لقلوبكم وقلوبهن. وما كان لكم أن تؤذوا رسول الله ولا أن تنكحوا أزواجه من بعده أبدا إن ذلكم كان عند الله عظيما. إن تبدوا شيئا أو تخفوه فإن الله كان بكل شيء عليما. صدق الله العظيم. This is a continuation of the ayah that we had begun, in which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given directives, first of all to Sahaba Kiram radiallahu ta'ala anhu majma'in, with regards to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then those laws extended to the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to a da'wat. When one has been invited to someone's place, then do not go excessively early, and at the same time when one has completed one's meals, if it is a form of difficulty for the family members, then one should leave after partaking of the meals. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala continues and Allah says, وَإِذَا سَأَلْتُمُوهُنَّ مَتَاعًا فَاسْأَلُوهُنَّ مِنْ وَرَاءِ حِجَابٍ. When we look at some of the reasons why this ayah and this portion of the ayah was revealed, we will find on the one hand that we discussed that when it was the walima of our mother Hazrat Zainab bint Jahash radiallahu ta'ala anha, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had called the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu majma'in. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says groups after groups were called in and they partook of this walima. And Hazrat Zainab bint Jahash radiallahu ta'ala anha, she was sitting in one corner of the house and she was facing the wall. In other words, at that particular time there was no rule and law of parda and hijab, and Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha had done so. On the other hand, we find that Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu himself says that there were three things that I find that my thoughts were in conformity with the wahi of. These were thoughts in my mind which I expressed to them, and Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam listened. But obviously Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had revealed according to these thoughts of mine. One of them was that I said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I expressed the view that the Maqam Ibrahim should be made a musalla. In other words, behind the Maqam, some salat should be performed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the ayah, وَاتَّخِذُوا مِن مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُصَلَّى. The second is that I expressed to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that pious and impious people enter your homes, and it is best that this law of hijab be implemented. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the ayats and the laws of hijab, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had commanded us to have segregation, to separate between male and female, and obviously the other aspects of hijab. The third was that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was confronted by the Azwajul Mutahharat, and then I said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may reveal that you should have the option of talaq and divorce the azwaj, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed that also in conformity, or my thoughts were in conformity to the commandments of Allah Rabbul Izzat and the revelation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In some riwayats, they are the fourth, and that was with regards to the prisoners of war at the time of Badr, that it was my opinion that they should be killed and no ransom should be taken, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's revelation also indicated similar. So hence, when these types of requests were being made to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the incident had taken place in the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had revealed these ayat, and amongst them Allah Rabbul Izzah says, وَإِذَا سَأَلْتُمُوهُنَّ مَتَاعًا فَاسْأَلُوهُنَّ مِنْ وَرَاءِ حِجَابٍ. So now if you ask the Azwajul Mutahharat for anything of use, then ask them from behind the hijab. In other words, from behind the parda. Do not come in front of them and do not allow them to expose themselves to the ghair mahram men. And this is the law of hijab. that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had revealed. Inshallah, we'll discuss that in greater detail in the ayats to come. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereafter says, ذَلِكُمْ أَطْهَرُ لِقُلُوبِكُمْ, that He is purer for your hearts, وَقُلُوبِهِنَّ, and for their hearts also. And we found that the household, the family, the wives of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were the purest of women in the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yet Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had revealed this law, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes particular mention about them. وَمَا كَانَ لَكُمْ أَن تُؤْذُوا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, it is not befitting, it does not behove you that you hurt or harm Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in any way whatsoever, either verbally, that do not express and do not say such things in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which will hurt or harm Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in any way whatsoever. And obviously you cannot physically harm Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in any other way do not harm Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or hurt Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Up to that point, the entire ayah is regarding the entire ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The last part of the ayah, وَلَا أَن تَنْكِحُوا أَزْوَاجَهُ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ أَبَدًا, and it does not behove you that you marry the azwaj, our mothers, the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مِنْ بَعْدِهِ أَبَدًا, after Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam's departure from this world ever. And that is unique to the azwaj, to our mothers, the wives of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The ulama have cited several reasons for this. One is obviously the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in these type of ayat. Secondly, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the spiritual father of this ummah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the very beginning of Surah Al-Ahzab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had said that the wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are the mothers of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Secondly, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's demise and departure from this world was in such a nature that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam departed from this mortal world and he went into the everlasting hereafter. But at the same time, we will find that the other aspects of the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was different to that of any other human being. Any other ummati, when he leaves this world, then his estate, his belongings will be distributed amongst his inheritors. This did not happen, and it does not happen for the Anbiya alayhimu salatu was salam. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had created such that the Anbiya alayhimu salatu was salam are alive in the qabars, and hence the azwaj also will not be able to marry anyone. And hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had made this the rule. Inna dhalikum kana indallahi azima, that this is a thing which is extremely enormous in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will never be tolerated by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala whatsoever. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, in tubudu shay'an aw tukhfuhu, that if you have to make anything open, if you reveal anything, aw tukhfuhu, or you keep it secretly, you conceal it, fa inna Allah kana bi kulli shay'in alima, certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the knower of all things. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has all forms of knowledge. That whatever thoughts we keep in our hearts, that also Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is fully aware of. And whatever thoughts we speak out, that also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully aware of. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns this ummah that with regards to these issues that has been discussed in this ayah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows our thoughts. Many of us have many reservations with regards to, for example, the law of hijab and parda. And those reservations, whether we keep it in our hearts, whether we expose it, all of it is known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in these matters, we should exercise extreme caution. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.